More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
This is 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Solomon Martin. It is Wednesday. Great to have you here. Tonight, it's been, three now attempts to break into the White House. We'll hear from a former Secret Service agent, find out why so many and why the Secret Service isn't better at stopping them. Also, the latest on the terrorism attack, the attack in London. We have 4 dead, 20 injured. Well, we know the suspect's name. We'll get the details on that. But today in Lansing, hundreds of nurses protesting at the Capitol, calling for the passage of the Safe Patient Care Act, saying that we are actually in danger right now in our hospitals. John Armalagos joins us. He's a nurse himself and president of the Michigan Nurses Association. John, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And where do you work as a nurse?
I work in Ann Arbor as a registered nurse.
Yeah? And what department do you work in? What kind of work do you do?
I've been a registered nurse, 31 years, mostly in psychosocial nursing. Did about 5 years in labor and delivery, but I always view myself as a psychosocial nurse.
Hmm. And what's it like being a nurse nowadays?
It's good work. It's gratifying work. Mm-hmm. It's a calling that I think that many young people would find a fulfilling career with.
Now, why are you asking the state then to get involved in hospital issues?
It's a public health issue. There are no guarantees that when a patient enters a hospital, there's going to be enough nurses there to adequately care for patients on each floor, okay, on each unit in each hospital.
Are you saying hospitals are not ensuring that to be the case?
That's what research shows. That's true.
Okay. And have you seen that yourself?
Yes, I have. I've been a nurse who's had to care for too many patients at one time.
What's too many?
Not at the hospital I work at now, but a hospital downriver. I had on many occasions too many psychiatric patients to safely care for those patients.
Did you tell your supervisor that?
Well, I left that one hospital when we had a near miss of a patient trying to hang themselves when I had 8 patients at one time.
8 patients at one time. Okay. Well, what's the maximum you think you should have had at that time?
Research shows generally for psychiatric patients, probably 4 would be the max.
Okay.
And so some psychiatric patients need probably 1-to-1 care, depending on the severity of their illness.
So what do you do if you're a nurse and you feel overwhelmed that you're doing too much? What happens at that point?
Well, the reason that 500 nurses and nursing students and faculty coalesced on a Capitol steps was to introduce the Safe Patient Care Act. That act calls for 3 major prongs. One prong is research-based evidence, uh-huh, that would specify, depending on the type of unit you are on, a nurse caring for X amount of patients. So, for example, in a psychiatric unit, generally be 1-to-4. Okay. In an emergency department, generally 1-to-4.
So, but generally, John, like right now, you work in Ann Arbor. Do you feel the hospital there make sure there is enough coverage in nursing?
Well, I think the hospital that I work at generally does pretty decent.
University of Michigan Hospital? Or?
Yes, it's the University of Michigan Hospital. The hospital does pretty decent with staffing. We've been organized there for over 40 years. We have unit-based committees that help. But at times, the staffing there is not optimal. But that being said, we hear horror stories from nurses across the state. On the night shift, caring for 12 patients, for example, in a on a general care unit.
We're talking to John Armelgas, by the way. He is the president of the Michigan Nurses Association. So what percentage of hospitals do you think are irresponsible in that way?
Well, we've done a survey. We had a survey of registered nurses from across the state. It was a randomized survey, not just Michigan Nurses Association members. And over half had said they've experienced in their work lives unsafe staffing.
Okay, over their career, you're saying.
So the bill calls for staffing ratios based on evidence. This is not this is an issue that's been well researched by nurse researchers who are under peer review publications. That's one of the prongs of the legislation. The second is a prohibition against mandatory overtime unless there's a bona fide emergency. Mm-hmm. And the third aspect of the bill calls for hospitals to publicize their staffing levels.
Does that happen a lot in mandatory overtimes?
Yes. Unfortunately, it's a common way for many hospitals to address staffing needs.
So is that something that you're told at the end of your shift, or how does it work usually?
Sometimes it's planned, but more often than not, sir, it's at the end of your shift. So you may have a nurse who works a 12-hour shift who's been told by their employer, sorry, you can't go home now. You have to work 16 hours today.
So you have to work an extra 4 hours. What happens as a nurse if you say, I can't do that, I'm too tired?
Hopefully most employers will understand that. But there's no guarantee that there'll be benevolence on the part of the employer saying, replying to a nurse when they're too exhausted to release them.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, just we know that when registered nurses work too long, errors increase, especially after the 11th hour.
No, look, that's the last thing anybody wants, a tired nurse or doctor. John Armelgas here on WILS, president of the Michigan Nurses Association. So far, the Safe Patient Care Act has gone nowhere in the legislature. Why is that?
I think that we have bipartisan support and we're gaining support, but the Michigan Hospital Association, which is a powerful lobby, contributes or dispenses hundreds of thousands of dollars each year to the Michigan legislature. We have bodies. We don't have the money that they do. We're on the right side of the question, but like in so many issues in politics today, money trumps the needs of people.
Well, they say it should be left up to the hospitals. What do you think their real resistance is to having these staffing levels become mandatory?
I think there's a natural inclination for most businesses to not want to be subjected to regulations. I think most businesses don't want to be affected by regulations, even though those regulations may be in the public's interest. This is not a nursing issue per se. It's a public health, public safety issue.
Okay. Is it clear how they decide nursing ratios nowadays at your hospital at the University of Michigan, let's say?
I think we're the exception at the University of Michigan in many ways. We have unit-based workload review committees that are born from our collective bargaining agreement. Each clinical unit in the University of Michigan has a committee composed of registered nurses and a manager, where the manager can't be the chair of that committee. Mm-hmm. And we have specific contract language that has a sequence of events that need to happen when nurses believe that staffing is unstable.
That's pretty good. What about here at Sparrow Hospital, John? What's the situation with nursing staffing?
Sparrow Hospital is one of the hospitals that is organized under the Michigan Nurses Association. And I am not as familiar with Sparrow as I am at U of M, but Sparrow Hospital does have contract language regarding staffing levels.
They do, okay. So that means the staffing is most likely good nurse-wise?
I think staffing generally is better at Sparrow than at unorganized facilities across the state.
What about McLaren, also here in Lansing?
Michael, I don't want to comment on that because I'm just not certain of that question.
Are they?
I don't want to say either way because I just don't know, sir.
And you have your Michigan Nurses Association nurses there too, then at McLaren.
McLaren in not in Lansing, I believe, but we do have McLaren. We have 300 or 400 nurses at another McLaren facility. North of Lansing.
Well, today, I should note, today hundreds of nurses protesting here in Lansing. As cold as it was, they came out. They want to see the legislature move and pass the Safe Patient Care Act. John Armalagas, he's the president of the Michigan Nurses Association. Almost got it right, John. Hey, thank you very much, John.
I appreciate the opportunity, Michael. Thank you so much, sir.